I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time for another Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon Netcast. And I trust you're having a great day with your techiness. Techiness, not tackiness, as I said once before. This is my G tablet from ViewSonic. And, of course, I have hacked it and put a better version of Android on it than came with it, because what came with it was terrible. Anyway, I've got vegan tab on it now. And no, I'm not a vegan. Not even close. I'm not even from Mars. Yes, bad joke. Anyway, what can I say? So, let's go right into the geeky news of the week, shall we? And of course, the first thing I want to mention is Audacity. Yes, not the president's book, Audacity of Hope. No. We're talking about Audacity, the audio editor par excellence from the good folks at Open Source Everywhere Out in the World thing. It's on SourceForge and it's an open source. Yes, open source project. Open force. Ooh, I like that. It could be an open source gang of dudes who fight crime through their open source software. The Open Force. somebody should take that and run with it. Dude. Okay, anyway, Audacity. The best free and open source audio editor is now at version 2.2. And that means you should go download it immediately. Yes, it is absolutely awesome, as I say here in the article that I'm reading off the tablet. Audacity 2.0, this is what they say. Audacity 2.0 is our current version. It has dozens of new features developed in the 1.3 series, which was beta forever and ever and ever. Anyway, especially in 1.2.6 and 1.3.14. See new features in 1.3 for changes during the 1.3 series. Yeah, okay, anyway. Some of the major changes in 2.0 over 1.2.6 are: many effects are significantly improved, especially equalization, noise removal, and normalize. Boy, awesome features. You should try them. Vocal remover is now included, plus G-Verb on Windows and Mac. Vamp analysis plugins are now supported. Improved label tracks with sync lock tracks feature in the tracks menu. Multiple clips per track, and on. It's just so awesome. It even has automatic crash recovery in the event of abnormal program termination. That's when it breaks. Sorry, but at least they have a way to get it back, which is good. Used to, you had to use an outside program. And now you don't, which is a good thing. So go download it. I've already downloaded it. I'm using it, and it's awesome. I just love open source. Open force, I like that. I really do. Makes you want to go run, do something with it. You know what I'm saying? Anyway. Next item. Dig founder Kevin Rose joins Google. What's up with that? Has he sold out to the man? He got a few million bucks out of it, so why not? Anyway, he had a startup company called Milk. Okay. With a program that they developed called Oink. Oink, developed by Milk. I think Kevin's been hitting something other than the milk. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, but so Google bought them lock, stock, and barrels. Whatever that term is. I don't even know what it means. But anyway, they bought them all out and they gave all the employees like $1 million a piece. That's just awesome. Geek kid made good. You know what I'm saying? I remember him back from the Tech TV days and I really enjoyed him on Tech TV. He was, you know, he was the, what did they call him? The something hacker. He was like a, you know, secret hacker dude persona. Anyway, it was a lot of fun. So, whoa! Yes, the Geek Software of the Week, Geek Software of the Week drum roll is telling me that the Geek Software of the Week this week is EasyBCD. EasyBCD is control over your bootloader. Yes, for Windows. EasyBCD is NeoSmart Technologies' multiple award-winning answer to taking control of your bootloader. It extends and revamps the Windows Vista, Windows 7 BCD bootloader, and with EasyBCD, almost anything is possible. This is what they say about themselves. Anything is possible? From a bootloader? Kind of makes you wonder, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Anyway, it's cool stuff. It does things like this. You can boot into XP Vista 7, Ubuntu, OS X, and more. Boot from USB, network, ISO images, virtual hard disks, VHDs, WinPE, and more. Repair the Windows bootloader, change your boot drive, create a bootable USB, and more. You get the "and more"? Yeah, there's a lot of stuff you can do with this thing, which is pretty cool, actually. So anyway, there you go. Let me tell you about a great sponsor. Our great sponsor is, of course, Citrix Systems, which has an awesome product called GoToMeeting with HD Faces. You've heard me talk about it, and I'm telling you, I can't say enough about this great product. It allows you to meet with folk around the world from anywhere using your computer and the 16:9 aspect ratio if you have a supported HD webcam. And you can discuss all kinds of things. I saw a commercial on TV about GoToMeeting with HD Faces where they were talking about they all collaborated together and came up with a way to deliver water to Kenya. An awesome thing. So folks can meet and they can discuss and they can brainstorm and they can come up with great ideas using this super neat tool. And it's available for 30 days free trial, 30 days free trial, by using the special URL that you see, the bit.ly URL here on the screen. Use that URL and you'll be able to get GoToMeeting with HD Faces 30 days free. Awesome, awesome deal. All right, let's move on here. The new iPad. Somebody bought a brand new iPad. Now, if I had a brand new version 3, third generation iPad, I would use it and enjoy it and have fun with it. They bought one and tore it all apart into tiny little bits. Wish they'd just give it to me. But anyway, they took all the tiny little bits and they priced each little bit individually. And they found out that the iPad version 3, whatever you want to call it, costs $316 to actually build. And it cost $11 billion to buy. Which is why it's sad that they took one and destroyed it just so they could find out it had $316 worth of parts in it. Man. Anyway, now I have something special I want to do now. You know, I shared a book with you that I got for Christmas that was, you know, Goodnight iPad. Well, this is another book that I got for Christmas. It's called Geek Wisdom. Specifically, Geek Wisdom, the Sacred Teachings of Nerd Culture. Ha ha! Yes. And it's full of strange, geeky things. So each week, I want to share a strange, geeky thing with you. A little geek culture here. What it does is it takes sayings from all the TV and movies and things that we love as geeks and puts them all into one book that we may learn from the wisdom of these great sayings. Are you ready? This is on page. Boy, that's fine print. Let's see here. Page 138. Wow. And here's what it says. All your base are belong to us. That is the word of wisdom from Zero Wing, the video game. All your base are belong to us. Zero Wing was a classic example of early video game imports, which were frequently plagued by semi-comprehensible Japlish, or as I like to call it, Japanglish. Anyway, an affectionate term for Japanese dialogue translated badly into English by companies too cheap or too broke to localize the game properly. Yeah. Even by rough standards of the day, however, Zero Wing's translation was so awful, it achieved a kind of surreal artistic brilliance. All your base art belong to us. Dear Lord, there are tense problems, plurality problems, passive voice problems, all in the span of 7 words. That's pretty impressive. But mangled or not, the quintessential sense of betrayal communicated by such zero-wing phrases as, somebody set us up the bomb. I remember that one. That was a good one. Was painfully clear, which may be why so many geeks use the phrase in response to any kind of double cross or undeserved attack. There was something poetic about it all, even if unintentionally so. In 2003, teenagers in Sturgis, Michigan posted all your base signs all over town. There's a video on YouTube that shows all the signs they posted, purportedly as an April Fool's Day protest against the war in Iraq. Lending these flubbed translations an even greater social justice significance. Not bad for an otherwise mediocre video game. All your base are belong to us. Yes. There's just so many good things in this book. Let me just read the back cover here. I have been and always shall be your friend. With great power comes great responsibility. Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition. The first rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. Do not meddle in the affairs of wizards, for they are subtle and quick to anger. What is your damage, Heather? Ray, when someone asks you if you're a god, you say yes. The cake is a lie. Inconceivable. Don't panic. Resistance is futile. Yes! Geek wisdom. So I will be sharing more geek wisdom with you in the future, so stay tuned. And remember, all your base are belong to us. Just saying. All right, last item. Einstein was right all along. You remember back many netcasts ago when I said that maybe some neutrinos had sped past the speed of light, which Einstein said should never be in the natural realm, which is why you got to go into hyperspace if you're going to go faster than the speed of light. Know what I'm saying? Just saying. Anyway, so they thought they had found that Einstein was wrong. You can't be wrong if you're Einstein. Just think about it. Anyway, so it says, this is my intro to the article here. Don't mess with the man. Einstein has been proven right again. We knew it all along. And then the article says, Einstein may have been right after all. European researchers said Friday that they had measured again the speed of light of a subatomic particle in a September experiment, so it must have been a September netcast, you know, just reasonable, suggested traveling faster than the speed of light, violating Einstein's special theory of relativity, which underlies much of modern physics. I am the very model of a modern major general. Yes, somehow my brain interjected that in the process of me trying to read. Don't know why these things happen. Anyway, the research team, nose itches, led by the Nobel Prize winning physicist Carlo Rubbia, found that the particles neutrinos do not travel faster than light. We knew that. Mr. Rubbia's team, called Icarus, measured the speed of neutrinos fired from CERN, the European Organization for Nuclear Research in Switzerland, to a detector 453 miles away in Italy. It's a long way to travel, even at the speed of light. So, anyway, the results are very convincing, Mr. Rubbia said, and they tell us essentially that there was something not quite right with the results of the OPERA project, which said that Einstein was wrong. Don't say that the man is wrong. Just saying, okay? Anyway, so, never doubt the dude with the fluffy gray hair. Or the fluffy gray hair. Okay. Anyway, so, remember, until next time, that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.